is Myra Ramirez, and I live in Bridgeview, Illinois. I had my transplant on June 5th, and I was inpatient at the hospital for a few weeks after that. Woke up, didn't recognize my body, couldn't move, couldn't really breathe. And after that, you know, I went to Shirley Ryan, the rehabilitation center that I went to for physical therapy and occupational therapy, speech therapy. I did a lot of, you know, day-to-day things like brushing my teeth. I wasn't able to do before brushing my hair and, you know, just walking, a lot of walking and showering, bathing myself. I thought at the beginning, everything was just so fast. Every single day I was improving. I was being able to do more than I was the day before. You know, that kind of hit a plateau and then started to decline. And that's due to an infection that I contracted. But it got really bad. I had this awful cough, fevers, chills, a lot of fatigue, nausea, vomiting. And turns out that a CT scan showed that I have an infection in my sternum where bacteria is eating away at my bone. The bacteria is really rare and it's really hard to treat. What they did was they went in and scraped off like the infected bone, like scraped off like the infected skin as well. They did that twice before closing it up. And that was at the end of last year in November. So now I'm just trying to get better, waiting for my scars to heal, you know, dealing with letting my body heal again. I feel like at the beginning, I was so much more hopeful, like I'm going to get back to myself. You know, this is just a minor inconvenience. I felt like I had some hope that things would get better. And now it just feels like not. In the beginning, I had a lot of anxiety attacks, a lot of panic attacks, but I'm dealing much better with that now. I'm doing much better in my job. I'm a paralegal at an immigration firm. I help people obtain immigration benefits. Not only have I been back, but I'm also taking like leadership roles. I'm holding more responsibilities. I feel useful. I feel like I have a purpose and I feel like I can still help others. The hardest part are the physical impediments. The more I try and the harder I try, the more I realize that I'm never going to be back to myself, but I can just be happy and grateful for honestly just being able to use the bathroom by myself and just being able to continue my work. Maintain my health insurance. I'm honestly just happy to be alive.